Hey, this is Jay Keith. As you probably know, our full episodes come out on the first and third Friday of every month. But as you hopefully also know, this month is the Max Fun Drive, our big membership drive here at the Maximum Fun Network, where your contributions help support all of the shows that you love, and this one. So instead of a full episode today, we've got a special mini episode that we recorded when we opened for the Judge John Hodgman live show in Los Angeles in January. So please enjoy that and then come back here next week on the 22nd, we will have a brand new full episode for you.
Hello, Los Angeles. My name is Jesse. Don't you all look lovely this evening here at the Bootleg Theater? Get seated. We've got a lot of fun coming up for you tonight. Later on in the program, we will be performing the Judge John Hodgman podcast. I will be joined in that effort by my friend, Judge John Hodgman. But before we get to Judge John Hodgman, we have a very special treat for you. I think I recognize, are there a few past Go Fact Yourself attendees here in the audience? A few people? Yeah. We have a brand new, or one-ish year old comedy trivia quiz show called Go Fact Yourself that tapes regularly in front of a live audience here in Los Angeles. It is a real hoot. When we booked a Judge John Hodgman show, I wanted to make sure that they were involved so you could see what a fun show it is. So please welcome to the stage the hosts of the brand new smash hit Max Fun podcast, Go Fact Yourself, Helen Hong and J. Keith Van Stratton.
Thanks,
hello,
everybody.
Oh my everybody.
God, it's so much louder than we're used to.
How about a big hand for bailiff Jesse Thorne? Judge John Hodgman is in the house. Let him hear it. This is so many more people than we're used to performing in front
yeah,
of.
Yeah, but it's going to be awesome, I have a feeling. And if not, it'll only be 20 minutes.
All right.
Well, I'm happy to hear that we have two previous attendees of our show in the audience tonight.
I know. That was very enthusiastic.
I already feel very supported. How many people have heard of have heard the show? Go Fact Yourself on the thing. All right. Oh, that's better. I like that much better then. All right, well, for those of you who don't know, on Go Fact Yourself, two guests compete to answer questions about facts they know, facts they might not know, and facts they should know. Plus, we meet actual experts on two very different topics, and finally, we declare one of our guests the winner of the show.
We do cover a lot of topics on the show because the topics of our quizzes are chosen by our guests. We've covered everything from The Simpsons to pug dogs to classic Mustangs, marijuana, Moog synthesizers, and divorce. Horse ranches.
Yeah. So you really never know what you're going to hear. Some of our past guests we've had that you might know, we've had Fred Willard has been a competitor, Leah Thompson, Pete Holmes, Maria Bamford, Paul F. Tompkins.
And we've had Max Fun hosts, including Dave Holmes, Jordan Morris, Janet Varney, Elliot Kalin, and new addition, Jackie Cation.
Right.
We've even recorded an episode at Max FunCon last year.
Yeah. The point is, we're legit, so please respect and enjoy this this portion of the show. Now, we do record before a live audience, and you should be there because, unlike tonight, it's free. It's free, and there's beer.
The beer is not free.
The beer is not free,
but
the show is.
The
Think
show
of what
is
you're
free.
Saving on show and spend that on beer. Yeah, or just enjoy the show sober, as Helen does sometimes.
I do, sometimes. Not every time.
All of the information and tickets and all that is at gofactorpod.com. Let's play some games. Who wants to
yes.
play some games?
We love a game, don't we?
All right, so what we're going to do tonight is we're going to do part of our game, but instead of a celebrity guest, we're going to pick people from the audience. So if any of you want to play, think about that right now. I should say that earlier today, I put the call out on Twitter that if anyone is coming to the show tonight and wants to play, to let us know. And an amazing one person replied that they were interested. So is at Bill Belder back here? Yes.
Bill Belder?
All right.
Wow.
Come on up. Take a seat right over there.
Front row. Bill was ready. I think Bill had a feeling. He's like, yeah. I have a good chance.
I think Bill gets a point. I think Bill gets an advanced point.
Bill is one of the two people who whooped
Welcome, Bill.
When asked about Go Factory.
How are you?
Welcome, Bill.
Bill doesn't want to meet Helen. That's all right. No, it's okay. Now he does.
I was taking it as a snub, and I still do.
Now you got the he gave you the two-handed hand clasp. Oh, that's good.
Bill, I am the scorekeeper, so you're screwed.
Yeah. I think you just lost the point that you gained earlier. Bill, speak right into that microphone and tell us how are you, where are you from, what do you do?
I'm here. I'm from Los Angeles. I live in South Pasadena. I'm a lawyer.
A lawyer. Very good. Very good. Now, how do you feel about people who say that they're from Los Angeles and then when you dig just a tiny bit deeper, say South Pasadena?
I have no truck with that. My problem is when I tell people South Pasadena and they go, why do you tell me what part of Pasadena you're from?
Right. Oh. They don't know it's separate.
Exactly. Yeah.
So wait, South Pasadena is a whole different
town. Oh, my God, Helen.
Oh, Jesus. We're already fighting, Bill and I.
It's like South Carolina or West Virginia or South Virginia.
South Virginia,
The point is it's different. It's a whole separate thing.
It's a whole other...
How do you feel about people who call it SOPA?
I've never met one.
Yeah. Really?
So I have no feelings about
them.
You're
a very lucky person.
Yeah.
And finally, what kind of lawyering do you do, Bill?
I'm a prosecutor for the state of California.
Oh, boy.
Helen.
Putting away bad guys.
Yeah. Well,
exactly
so. Do you specialize in a certain type of crime?
The fun one, murder. The best crime.
No.
Absolutely.
You put away murderers?
I do, indeed.
So you meet murderers, like, on the daily?
Well, yeah. I mean... They're not delighted to meet me for the most part, but they don't get a warm two-handed handshake, Helen.
No, Helen, you should be honored. Helen, you've murdered before, haven't you?
I plead the fifth, but I will say I have shaken the hand of a murderer because one time I met O.J. Simpson.
Holy moly.
And I was like, oh my God.
Yeah.
This is happening.
Was it before or after he became, let's say, court TV famous?
It was definitely after
it was
the
after.
Whole,
and
yeah,
you still
after
wanted
the
to
whole
shake
chase.
His hand.
Well, I was forced to because I was working on a show and he was the guest and I was like a PA. And so I was tasked with bringing him a beer. OJ Simpson drinks Heineken, FYI.
I'm sure they're happy for that endorsement.
And I was like, I was 21 and I just, here's your Heineken.
Oh, let's go back to this guy.
And not my case.
Yeah, but it's not your case.
Not my case.
Because that was a county case.
And also he got away with it. So.
Yeah.
You don't get away with it.
That's how you can tell.
So in other words, Bill, you're here to announce that 100% of the prosecutions that you take on lead to convictions.
Sure.
For the sake of the show.
Yes.
Who wants to play against a liar? Oh, no. We need to find a competitor for Bill. Thank you so much. Let's give Bill a nice hand for tweeting and for talking with us tonight. We do need a competitor for Bill. Are there any volunteers? Perhaps someone with a more distinct voice, maybe someone of the lady persuasion would like to play?
Yes.
I see one on the end there. Why don't you come right up? Come right up. You right on the end. Don't run
yes.
in. No. Yes.
Jump up.
Here she
goes.
Yes, you pointing and coming. Let's give this person a nice hand.
Yes. Welcome.
Welcome.
You did not tweet at us, but we like your
in-the-moment
enthusiasm.
Yes. What is your name, please?
My name is Megan.
Hi, Megan. Megan. Bill, being very polite, saying hello. Shaking hands, one-handed. And where are you from?
Culver City.
Oh.
Ooh, originally?
No, I moved here about a year ago from Illinois.
From Illinois? We already have two things in common. I am originally from Illinois, and I currently have a day job in Culver City.
Wow.
That was a very charitable response. Yeah. That is exactly what that deserved. A nervous giggle of pity and compassion.
She's like, probably us and a million other people.
Where in Illinois are you from?
Champaign-Urbana.
Oh, sure. That guy likes it. There's a big university down there.
I worked there.
You did? What did you do there?
I was a social media director.
Oh.
Wow.
I love those hot tweets that come from Champaign-Urbana University. No, what's a typical social media data point that you would have to put out there? I really know how to speak the language of the millennials, don't I?
Well, just about research and all the cool things that the students and the faculty are doing.
Oh, awesome.
And why did you come to Culver City a year ago?
My boyfriend lives in Pasadena, and so I moved.
Oh,
wait, but you live in Culver City, and your boyfriend lives in Pasadena. That's quite the commute.
The commute to work would break us up. So I work in Playa Vista.
You work in Playa Vista.
Oh,
man. So you guys just see each other on weekends and holidays, pretty much.
Yeah. Basically.
Okay, great.
As someone who's active on Tinder, I'm going to say that's geographically undesirable. I would not. Yeah. I would never Tinder.
It's
that
funny
far.
You say that. I actually matched with somebody on Bumble yesterday, and then it turned because she works in LA, but she lives in West Covina.
Nope.
Yeah.
Left.
What can I do with that? Nothing against West Covina, but I was like, best case scenario. What am I gonna do?
Not happening.
Yeah, I mean, I love Crazy Ass Girlfriend.
What are you gonna do?
The next guy.
Yeah. What are you gonna do? Send pigeons? I don't think so.
Let's get back to Megan. Megan, okay. What do you do in Playa Vista?
I'm a social media strategist.
Oh, you took your experience at the college and brought it here.
Yeah, now for brands instead of for universities.
Oh, so you're making money.
Sure.
Yeah. So you do it for brands.
Yeah. So like.
Give us a sample. What's the last tweet that you sent for your brand?
More like Facebook and Instagram, but it's for aviation fuel, which is very exciting.
Wow.
Yeah. Is there a lot of... I didn't know that aviation fuel needed social media.
Yeah.
But they gotta fill up those tanks, right?
Just like
is that what you wrote? Fill up those tanks.
Yes, exactly. Yeah.
All right. Now, Bill and Megan, as you probably know, on Go Fact Yourself, the meat of the show, the topics that we usually cover are suggested by our guests. We ask our guests before the show to give us three topics that they feel that they have some expertise in that are not in their field of work. I don't want to put you on the spot, but, you know, we're here. If you were to be on the show, what would maybe be some of the topics that you would want to be quizzed about outside your field of work, Bill?
Star Trek.
Okay.
Which one, though?
Yeah.
Either the original series or Next Generation, I would feel very comfortable with
either
of those.
You're very comfortable with those? Okay. Yeah. Helen is a big fan of Next Generation.
TNG all the way.
Yeah. Right on.
Mm-hmm. We're going to lose half the audience.
Yeah.
And Megan, what's a topic that you might want to do?
Literature.
Literature.
That's very broad.
That is very broad. A specific kind, or genre, or author?
Romance novels.
Oh.
Ooh.
Very good. Now, are these like trashy romance novels, or are these...
No, like heaving bosoms romance novels. Like
I don't know if that answers the question, but I like it. Yeah.
Isn't that all romance novels? Isn't it all heaving bosoms and bodice ripping and whatnot?
No, there's like supernatural and that kind of stuff.
But right.
So you don't like vampires or...
No, not so much like tentacles is not really...
Oh, you're old.
Tentacles. Yeah. Tentacles. All right, interesting. We actually have covered a couple... We actually have done an episode with Star Trek on our show. We've done various literature. I don't think we've done romance literature.
I don't think so either.
Quite yet, but it's possible enough.
But I'm looking forward to it.
The point is, it has nothing to do with what we're going to do tonight.
Fair enough.
Because we want to get your thoughts on something you might know nothing about. We're going to split some hairs with our What's the Difference game. Now, we're going to have one question for each of you, each worth up to 2 points. If either of you gives an incorrect answer, the other person can steal. Your topics tonight are on the water and under the ground. Up first, let's go with Bill with on the water. Bill, they both float on the water, but what is the difference between a cruise ship and an ocean liner? A cruise ship and an ocean liner.
The size. The size. The difference is the size. That an ocean liner is bigger than a cruise ship.
That is the difference. Anything else you want to add to that or think out? Nope, just that. Okay, great. Well,
very succinct.
Yeah. Yeah, this segment was supposed to last much longer, but...
Wow. He was like, size, next.
Yeah. Bill is the very...
Okie dokie.
Yeah. Bill is the very, very rare non-loquacious attorney. All right. We have Bill's answer. We don't know yet if he is correct. Megan, what do you think?
I feel like it is size, but maybe it could be the kind of cargo. So passengers versus actual product, maybe?
The passengers like versus product. Yeah, which one would be which then?
Cruise ship has people.
Mm-hmm.
Ocean liner does not. As cargo.
Has cargo.
I don't know.
You don't know, but that. If you did, it would be that.
Yes.
Okay. Great. Well, this segment is sinking. Let's go to Helen Hong at the judges' table for the facts.
Here are the facts. An ocean liner is a passenger ship that's designed to begin and end in different ports from point A to point B. Like what? Oh, so much awing.
Yeah. Interesting.
You guys are hashtag mind blown right now.
Yeah. They didn't think they're going to be learning anything tonight.
I know. They were like, holy crap. Like one you would take on a transatlantic voyage starting in Europe and ending in the U.S. A cruise ship is a passenger ship designed to begin and end in the same port from point A back to point A, like one you take that starts in Los Angeles, goes to Mexico, and brings you back to Los Angeles.
That's right. Now, the first cruise ships began as retired ocean liners, and eventually companies realized that if they weren't making such difficult journeys, they could build ships that were lighter, with elevators, swimming pools, and chances for celebrities. Guest stars to fall in love.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, the cruise ships. What does that mean as far as our points go, Helen?
Neither one of you.
No points
right.
There, nope. But we got another. Yep. We're going to give this another shot. We're going to keep playing until somebody scores. Because up next in On the Water and Under the Ground, we're going to start with Megan with Under the Ground. Megan, they both make sure that you can't get out, but what is the difference between a casket and a coffin? A casket and a coffin. Audience reminded of their own mortality begins to settle into quiet despair.
A casket has handles.
Has handles,
the pallbearers, I guess, and a coffin does not.
And a coffin does not. All right, so it's all about the handles.
You guys are both so succinct in your answers.
Yeah. No, they're confident.
Yeah.
I mean, not justifiably, but they're confident. Bill, what do you think?
I think that a casket, a coffin is the box that the body is in. A casket might be a larger box that might contain a coffin that is carried to the burial place.
Okay, so like you order something on Amazon and it comes in a box, but then it's inside a box within that.
There's precisely like, so.
There's packing peanuts.
Yes, when you order a dead body on Amazon.
Yeah.
Yes, as I do.
Yeah.
Well, it is time for the segment to be buried. Let's go to Helen Hong at the judge's table for the facts.
Here are the facts. Caskets are rectangular in shape. Coffins are usually hexagonal or six-sided. They are also wider at the top than at the bottom.
That's right. So when the reason for the tapered shape of a coffin, by the way, is to save money on wood,
because
you don't need that box if you can slim it down there. Most funerals these days use a casket, and the really cheap ones reuse a casket.
Oh.
What does that mean as far as our points go, Helen?
Also, no points on that.
Also,
one
no
either.
Points there, but still a very nice effort, very cordial. Well. Let's go do another one then.
We're killing it.
I think we're now in our. I think we're now maybe appropriately in our sudden death round. First of all, we really do appreciate you coming here.
Sure.
We know these are tough. You weren't expecting to be here.
Oh, no worries.
And I have to say, your answers, even if they weren't correct, are all very reasonable. We've had much worse answers on the show from people who claim to know things and be celebrities. So we're going to go to our final round.
And we're learning so much, are we not?
So much, absolutely.
Right?
All right, it is now time for...
I feel you guys are a little shook by some of the answers. Yeah. I can feel the shook energy out there.
It's like, number 14, how could I have known that?
What?
Yeah. But now it is time for a final round we call Fast Facts. I'm going to read 10 statements, and each contestant will answer with true or false. I will start with Bill and alternate between each guest. Each correct answer is worth 1 point. Now, this will... God willing, determine the winner. Again, you'll be tempted to say correct or that's right. Do your best to actually say true or false. And here we begin. Bill, chickens are birds.
True.
Oh, correct.
Very good, Helen. Thank you. Megan, chickens can fly.
True.
Correct.
Yes, just not very far, but they can. Bill, chickens can live in the mountains.
True.
Correct.
Yeah, they'll live pretty much wherever you put them. Megan, there is an animal called a mountain chicken.
True.
Correct.
Bill, the mountain chicken is a chicken.
False.
Correct.
Megan, the mountain chicken is a snake.
True.
Incorrect.
No, I'm sorry. Bill, the mountain chicken is a frog.
Correct.
Well, I'm sorry, what did we say?
True.
Ellen?
Correct.
That is correct. It's technically called the giant ditch frog. Megan, the mountain chicken is endangered.
True.
Correct.
Bill, mountain chickens in Montserrat were endangered because of a fungus.
True?
Correct.
Megan, to help save them, dozens of mountain chickens were airlifted out of their homes.
False.
Incorrect.
No, they really were. Oh. They really were. And finally, Bill, they made a movie about it called Operation Mountain Chicken Drop.
That is false.
That doesn't count. We're just having fun. Let's give a hand to both of our contestants while Helen tabulates the final score. Helen, are you ready to announce a winner on this very special mini-episode of Go Fact Yourself?
I sure am. At the end of the game, Bill has 5 points and Megan has 3 points.
Bill, congratulations. You are the facting champion.
Yay.
Thank you, Bill. Thank you,
Thank
Megan.
Thank you very much.
Bill, the prosecutor, murdered that round.
Oh. But Megan, the social media maven, knows how to tell everyone about it.
Hey.
Thank you so much to both of you. Thank you all so much. Please check out our show at GoFactorPod.com on Maximum Fun. Have a good night, everybody.
Hey, it's Jay Keith. Just a reminder, please, please make sure to listen to next week's episode that comes out during the Max Fun Drive. It's a special Max Fun crossover with guest Guy Branum from the Max Fun Show Pop Rocket and Emily Heller from the Max Fun Show Baby Geniuses. And oh boy, howdy, do we have some special guest experts for them. For Guy, his topic is 30 Rock, and we've got Emmy nominated for her role on 30 Rock, Margaret Cho.
Was that your first Emmy nomination?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so that was really cool.
Did you go to the ceremony?
I went to the ceremony with my parents. They came, and my dad brought a book because he knew it was going to be long.
Plus, Emily Heller gets to meet one of her heroes and mine, Emily Saliers from Indigo Girls.
Give us a call when we're in town, and we'll hook you up for tickets, and we'll say hey after the show. That'd be fun for us.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. We're all freaking out.
Oh, my God. I really hate to tell you this, but there's no way I'm not holding you to that.
That's all on Go Fact Yourself, dropping during the Max Fun Drive on Friday, March 22nd at MaximumFun.org or wherever you get podcasts.
MaximumFun.org.
Comedy and culture.
Artist owned.
Listener supported.